brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Thursday, the 22nd day of September 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours today. Kurt Haskell, survivor of the Christmas Day underwear bomber attack a year and a half ago, or now more than a year and a half ago, will be joining us with some big breaking news in the third hour today. He and his wife, both attorneys at law, survived the firecracker slash firebomb that did set part of the plane on fire and were eyewitnesses to what really happened. He's now been going to the trial of Mutalib and has some incredible information. The standby lawyers, because Mutalib has fired his lawyers, are saying that they do believe it's an inside job staged event and entrapment is going to be their defense. But Mutalib, under torture or under threats to his family, we're not sure. This is standard procedure. Just like McVeigh's family was threatened, we know, has said that he's going to go ahead and say that he did it and go along with it. So amazing information. And, of course, it's a fact the U.S. government did get him on the plane and got him his visa. That has been admitted to in Congress. In fact, Haskell was on the TV show the other night, the Nightly News, and he brought up the C-SPAN clip. We should probably get Undersecretary of State, David Kennedy. You just type into YouTube, Undersecretary of State talks about underwear bomber being helped by U.S. government. That should pull up at YouTube. For listeners, that's particularly powerful for folks that go, oh, yeah, right, the government got him on the plane. But it's always the same in these high-profile events. They're always staged. If there's a terror attack that's real, you'll really never see it in the media or it's a minor footnote. And there are some people that go haywire and engage in asymmetrical attacks on the government and different governments throughout history. But again, when it's not hyped up, then it's a real event. They don't give it attention. When it's staged, which it is about 98% of the time, you will see absolute instant talking points because they're targeting the lowest common denominator. The system is targeting people they know really aren't paying attention to what's really going on and happening. Now, here's the deal. We're going to go to break here. A little bit of unorthodox radio I've been doing here in this particular time slot, 11 to 2 Central, since, I don't know, 1998. So what is that, 13, 14 years in this particular time slot, where instead of just having news in the first 5 minutes, we always cover news and information here ourselves and then come back from break and kind of restart the show. And so we'll do that when we come back. We had an incredible InfoWars Nightly News last night with Dr. Wakefield in studio. I did about a 15-minute analysis of eugenics and past chemical biological testing on the American people, including the murder recently of foster children in pesticide test. We show all of that and then illustrate what's really going on with the vaccines, and then had Dr. Wakefield in studio. I've just told the Nightly News crew that we always send out the Tuesday night show to everyone who is a InfoWars Insider subscriber. We always do that with the Tuesday night show on Wednesday. But this one is so important. At the end of the show today, I'm going to send last night's hour-long special report on eugenics and vaccines and more because it's so important out to everybody who is an InfoWars Insider subscriber. It's free. Go to InfoWars.com. Up at the top corner, you'll see InfoWars Insider. Just put your email in there, hit subscribe, and you will be sent last night's special report to your inbox. That way you can forward it to everyone you know. And, of course, if you want all the shows, the restreams, the high-quality archives, all the films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the special reports, 8.5 years of media and information in one spot, it's PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, more reasons than ever to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you support alternative media. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live. It is the 22nd day of September 2011 on this Thursday edition. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has dropped more than 300 points. Soon it's going to be more like 400 if it continues to drop. Of course, the stock market is admittedly completely rigged and run by the private Federal Reserve, along with the federal government that dumps, in some cases, billions of dollars a day into it to select stocks. Now, the whole thing is an insider trading scam. They occasionally burn some mid-level minion like Bernie Madoff to create the illusion that it's all above board. It is a giant casino designed to get your retirement, designed to basically get you into a Ponzi scheme and then hold you hostage to the globalist. Of course, Kurt Nimmo on Monday at InfoWars.com wrote that the federal government was preparing QE3. How did he know that? Well, because Bernanke promised 2 months ago that they would not have QE3. Now, when they do that, you know that they're lying. Even when the truth serves them, they lie, because they're insider traders. They don't want you to be ready. They don't want you to know. They want you to go make another investment so they can burn you, just like the Goldman Sachs email show, where they're calling their customers scum, saying we're selling them total crud. They used a profane word. Just amazing information. And so it's all about setting you up. It's all about gutting you. It's all about bankrupting you. It's all about controlling you. It's pure and total avarice. Now, Kurt, though, of course, in his article, wrote that the IMF and World Bank, which are just Federal Reserve branches worldwide, the same private cartel of less than six major banks and just a few families, that they were saying, yes, we want you to have QE3, which, again, will further devalue the dollar, that will give the major central banks and their shareholders more unlimited credit at below 0% interest so they can loan it out to you at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or even 70-plus percent annual interest rate. And so we've got all that going on. And they're claiming that they're doing this twist program that hasn't been used in more than 50 years to move towards issuing more long-term bonds, quote, as a way to get the banks to loan. Ladies and gentlemen, the big banks run the federal government. They run Osama bin Bernanke. They are following their program of musical chairs, and they all get a seat, and you don't, I don't. That's how this works. They know when they raise taxes, it makes our jobs move offshore. They know when they put new regulations in that China and India and Mexico and 100-plus other countries are exempt from, it destroys our jobs. This is a stated post-industrial world. It's globalism. It's designed to deindustrialize us. They know exactly what they are doing. They are cold-blooded corporatists that control the government and who have investments in the third world and are shutting us down and in the process making us more dependent on them. This is all premeditated. And until that understanding is clear in everybody's mind, there is no hope of reversing it. We told you that Ireland, of course, they said, was the per capita fastest growing, least in debt country in Europe. The minute they signed on to the Lisbon Treaty, the minute they entered the euro, their entire economy was folded up like a tent, and they were told, you're now going under foreign bank ownership, even though it's not your debt. Their own head of their central bank said it is an honor to take on the debt of the IMF and World Bank and the mega banks, and it's good that Ireland is now run by foreign banks. He actually said that. You can look it up in the BBC, all over the place. Head of Irish Central Bank says it's good to have. We ought to pull that back up. We haven't showed that in months. Head of Irish Central Bank says it's good for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That is a quote. It was all over the Irish and British newspapers, all over the UK newspapers. The minute they signed on to the euro, all that was a corporate agreement to take on the debts and obligations of the private banks that run Europe. Now they keep having bailout after bailout, claiming it's about Greece. They're bailing out the, quote, derivatives. They're signing on to the Ponzi scheme. Okay? And now they've announced, oh, Bank of the World based in Europe. Germany's got to raise all its taxes, cut all their pensions. By the way, Germany's worked hard. They're in good financial stead to fund the establishment of a private financial union, which is being called by many European newspapers a private financial dictatorship. That is exactly what it is. And I listen to Bloomberg and watch CNBC, and they say the only obstacle to our global governance is the Germans and the fact that they can vote. Merkel in the last two elections has almost lost control. She's got a few seats left in the parliament, and then she will be removed. And then they have bankers on to go, it doesn't matter. It's the only course. We'll get it one way or the other. We'll just bring it up forward again and again. Germany doesn't have a choice. Their entire financial system will implode unless they bail this out. And that's the trap. And you bail it out again and give up more sovereignty, more liberty. And it gets worse. Same thing here. You notice, ladies and gentlemen, the minute he announced the QE3, the plunging began. And they love that. They'll drive the market down more, and then the globalists will come in knowing when it's the bottom and buy up again and do it over and over and over and over and over. And I got emails and got calls a couple months ago, and I said, you watch, there'll be QE3. And they said, Alex, he's not going to say there's not going to be QE3 and then double back. And Bob Chapman said, no, you're right, Jones. They're just not going to call it QE3. And that's exactly what they're doing now. Again, it's all about deceiving you. It's all about saying, oh, please walk right through, welcome to dinner, and sticking your leg out to trip you. It's so funny to them. It's so much fun. And their disdain for you, their hatred for you. I was thinking about, in fact, I want to open the phones up on all these issues. I was thinking about this little tidbit, and finally it broke all over the media yesterday, saying the Orwellian policies of OnStar. But let me just not even sit there and make a claim of a quote. Let me actually just pull it up for you here. I've got a whole stack of these from last night that we covered on the nightly news. Here it is. OnStar begins spying on customers' GPS location for profit. Here's another one. New OnStar privacy policy expands on data sharing. That's a nice way to describe spying from CNET. Here's another one. OnStar's new Orwellian terms and conditions. Here's the Register. GM OnStar cars will upload all data unless users opt out. Actually, I've read the agreement. It says they'll still do it. You have to physically remove the cell phone tracker box. It's coming. Your car will rat on you to insurers. Okay, there it all is, okay? Now, here's the actual OnStar policy. We have it linked in the articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I told you 12 years ago, I was contacted by an engineer that worked on this, and they said, listen, the government dials in, it's a cell phone, they're listening, they're tracking, the data's being sold. I warned people. Years later, it came out the FBI is listening without wiretaps. Ladies and gentlemen, everything, your iPhone, your Droid, when Google hijacks your computer, they put out a press release 5 years ago and admitted it. School laptops are issued. Everything has AI computers recording everything and saving the keywords. It's all completely illegal. Why now are they coming out? Well, now they're just sending you, because now they want to start going public with its use. Now they're simply sending you, in the terms and conditions, the announcement that even if you turn off the service, they're going to listen to you and sell it, it says, to law enforcement, insurance companies, everybody. Like, let me just give people a document cam shot. They're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. It says, quote, we share selected information with the following third parties. Roadside assistance providers, emergency service providers, all sounds reasonable. Law enforcement, other public safety officials, other wireless service providers, your satellite radio provider, credit card processors, data management companies, and others may be required to provide service, and it goes on. And, of course, insurance companies. Now, listen to me. When you order a pizza, it's run through a criminal database. Everything is. This is the system, and it's not there to protect you. This is there to gauge and track all human activities and feed it into giant algorithms that can predict mass movement activities within 99% accuracy. That's what they admit in the MIP algorithms off the Google Snoop system. They can track individual decisions 93% of the time before you've even consciously thought of what you're going to do. They know what movies you're going to see. They know they're reading your email when you have a Gmail account. That's admitted. All these services. It's not a person doing it. It's computers scanning it, going in your file. This is beyond 1984. They take your baby's blood at birth for 39 years worldwide and put it in a UN database for bioweapons production, you name it, race-specific weapon systems, cancer virus production systems. This is a total scientific dictatorship, 30 to 40 years advanced. Many of the experts I've talked to off record believe that artificial intelligence has probably already been achieved and that most engineers, even top engineers, do not understand one-tenth of the systems they're building and integration, that it's now AI supercomputers. Well, this has got the NSA systems pinging right now. That it's already self-aware AI computers that are actually running it. Let me take you to the next point, ladies and gentlemen, to truly enter the incredible level of information I'm about to cover here. I meant to get to this yesterday, but I'm glad I waited till today because it dovetails with all the other reports. I just got chills. Yes, Skynet is in control, ladies and gentlemen. Now, oh, you didn't know Skynet's out of a DARPA program from the 60s? That whole movie, that whole system is in-your-face predictive programming. But it isn't going to be machines that strike us. It's the globalists running an automated system that takes human action and decisions out of the equation. Here it is in the Washington Post, Skynet.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com as the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Okay, we are back live. Remember, by the late 1970s, orbiting the planet were robotic drones carrying DU head of state decapitation weapons. It is admitted that upwards of 90% of the NASA U.S. space program is classified and military. Never forget this stuff is hidden in plain view. It is admitted that the SR-71 Blackbird, in service in the mid-50s, they're still claiming it's the fastest aircraft they have. It is admitted that the B-2 bomber was in service 20 years before it was announced in the late 1980s and developed decades before that. My father, growing up as a young boy, saw what appeared to be B-2 style bombers flying around in northeast Texas. Now, continuing, so there's this whole other world going on. That's why the system is on such a power trip. That's why they think of you as an animal. It's why they don't care anymore that we're even aware of the fact they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccine. They're playing God. There's a breakaway civilization built with the hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars stolen that has been stolen from Western taxpayers to build the scientific dictatorship. We're going to be filing more and more detailed reports on this on the radio show and on the nightly news. Now, here is the big news. Document cam, please. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A future for drones, automated killing. Now, again, this has been going on for at least two decades with the automated killing. These are completely automated, pre-programmed with no human activity, and the final phase is being worked on to have robot repair shops on aircraft carriers, mobile factories they can build and set up where humans have to upkeep the systems, but then the robots will take care of the drones, and then robots will fully pilot and control the drones themselves. Now, why is this so central? Because they're already using 30-year-old combat swords in Iraq and Afghanistan, combat killer robots. The classified stuff, and I've talked to Marine Corps officers and others, have given me what they can, just like Bob Bowman, former head of Star Wars, has given me what he can, for stuff that's up in orbit. They have got killer robots right out of the movies, right out of Terminator, right out of it. And reportedly, they've even got them with the skull faces to freak people out as a psychological warfare development. But mainly, they're tracked vehicles and multi-leg vehicles. There's not two-legged ones. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. They've got declassified mini-tanks that look like something out of a science fiction movie, bristling with guns on them. They've got it all. And this is all designed by the globalists to target the individual, to target the nation, to target the Congress, to target the governors, to target humanity, the chemicals, the biologicals, the drugging of the food and water, the poisoning. It's a full spectrum dominance system. Okay? All of us are under attack. Every member of the military, every police officer, everybody that serves this in a compartmentalized fashion, every bureaucrat. There is no way to make a deal with this. Its end game is set up the global control grid. It's growing the tentacles. It's growing the cage right now. Once the cage is in place, the globalists have stated they will begin to release the megadeth bioweapons. We've got to stop it before it gets to that. And exposure of this program is not enough. This is not science fiction. Here's Washington Post. I told you that by 2012, because the Pentagon said this 5 years ago, they would begin to announce this to the public. One afternoon last fall at Fort Benning, Georgia, two model-sized planes took off, climbed 800 and 1,000 feet, and began crisscrossing the military base in search of an orange, green, and blue tarp. The automated, unpiloted planes worked on their own with no human guidance, no hand or any control. After 20 minutes, one of the aircraft carrying a computer processed images from the onboard camera, zeroed in on the tarp, and contacted the second plane, which flew nearby and used its own sensors to examine the colorful object. Then they did the simulated airstrike. Now, you're like, oh, well, those are little craft. They do it scaled down on little cheaper craft, so there's not accidents that people notice, and so it's cheaper, to then upgrade once it's been tested, just like in an air tunnel, up to the next level of medium drone, then high-powered drone. And I've learned from police contacts, and I brought it up to the Austin police chief when he was in here with his aide de camp, and the other guy said, oh, you're right. And Arde Saavedra said, I'm here to talk, before they came in. And actually, the little nice guy, jolly Fed Act, went away, and he looked at his underling and said, I'm the one doing the talking here. Don't talk. And the guy was like, oh, yes, sir. And I was like, oh, so you got those laser couplers and those big trucks, and you're jacking into federal surveillance grids. The guy's like, yeah, we are, yeah. And the police chief's like, be quiet. He's like, ugh. And he goes, this is an operative. He's like, my God, you're letting an American patriot know what our op is. Well, you're under attack as well, no matter what you think you bought into. You'll find out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Info Warriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Talking about Terminator. You know, The Matrix is from a 1970s document that was declassified in 2000. We covered it. I put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny, where they said that their goal by 2025 was to have everyone with a brain chip wired into a central tracking system through the internet that DARPA and the Pentagon invented. And they said that finally they would try to insert everyone into energy tanks, and that we would all become virtual creatures living in pods. And so you see movies like The Matrix, whether they're going to be successful with this or not, that is actually their plan. And, of course, that's pretty much what they tell their mid-level people. They plan to just kill everybody and perhaps store the intellect and the essence of some of their favorite minions in The Matrix. You've got Ray Kurzweil running around as their high priest right now selling transhumanism. It's really neo-eugenics. These are all the false sub-level religions for the people that are truly uninitiated. In the final equation, this is a death cult, a scientific, technocratic death cult. Now, continuing, a future for drones, automated killing. And I want to show you this headline by Peter Finn. And the Pentagon said back in 2002 that by 2012, they wanted half of their ground vehicles, their attack vehicles, and at least half of their aircraft to be fully drone, fully automated, including even many of the troop transport aircraft. And obviously in several states now, like Arizona, they've passed laws allowing Google vehicles, trucks, to be on the roads, and they've been in all sorts of wrecks, and Google has covered all that up and been caught lying about it. That just happened a few weeks ago, another big wreck. And the system is going to get behind it and allow it, and then they're going to say, well, the machines, the computers it shows are much safer statistically, and it's going to cut down on deaths on the road, so you're not allowed to drive. And they're going to phase it in. Toyota and others have talked about this with MIT a few years ago. With it first, the computer will, when you're 16, not let you drive and track what you're doing and take control and tell you you're making mistakes and also report on you to the police department. That's been announced by Toyota. They're pioneering it. And then they'll just completely phase all of that out. It's all about being bossed at by the technocratic computers. Meanwhile, the drones are flying overhead, the big dirigibles surveilling, ground-penetrating radar, scanning your houses, local police through threat fusion centers, dialing into your phone line, dialing into your cell phone anytime they like. 95% or more of the cops don't know this, but over time they'll all be brought in to be told it, as the public is now being told. Oh, yeah, OnStar's listening to you and tracking everything you're doing. Oh, yeah, Google's doing it. Oh, yeah, there's cameras inside the restrooms and public schools and colleges and rest stops. It's all for your safety. Oh, yes, but we can't stop those drug cartels because we're shipping the drugs in and the guns out. So this is the system. It's all about dehumanization. They're infecting all the crops with GMO. Even the crops that aren't GMO are being infected by it. Big companies like Monsanto admits that's their program, their plan. They've got thousands of species being crossed together, all sorts of new mutagenic viruses and bacteria being released. UN has been caught dozens and dozens of times the last year injecting people with syphilis, polio, hemorrhagic fever, every other nightmare you can imagine, murdering people worldwide, just ongoing death. Massive deaths, illnesses, autoimmune diseases exploding here in the West. Gardasil accounts for 24% of all adverse reactions that are reported for all vaccines combined. And they just run a hoax and get on TV and say not one person's been sick from this, despite the fact that there's thousands of newscasts admitting the carnage. Just, oh, no, no one's been sick, and Dr. Wakefield's been discredited, and blah, blah, blah. None of it's true. WMDs in Iraq. Obama's not going to raise taxes. He's raised scores of different taxes. It's just all a total culture of lies, trying to overthrow reality until you just give up. There's another path, though, from just giving up. You can get angry. And if you are listening to my voice, ladies and gentlemen, you are the resistance. Make no mistake. The federal government, of course, more than a decade ago announced, and they're now giving seniors discounts if they'll live in communities from Illinois to Florida to Texas, where everything in the refrigerator is AI surveilled. The people opt in to have elder services monitoring them. This will soon be the nanny state law. Your children will be taken if they're overweight at any level. That's all now being announced. Just total hell being released. All under federal international regulations. All appliances, all Curly Q, General Electric light bulbs by law. Have tracker chips in the backs of them so that data over power can go in and access through the plug, through the chip in the machine and track everything you're doing. That's all being announced. They pass that on in cost. Cell phones tracking everything, OnStar tracking everything, total criminal takeover, just absolute total surveillance, end of Bill of Rights, end of everything, poison being put in all the major food lines, water, radioactive isotopes, attacking you and your family. And I'm supposed to sit here? I'm supposed to sit here and get off on Barack Obama imploding? He was designed to implode, an ugly, disgusting, demonic puppet. Meant to destroy hope and change, meant to make you think he was going to bring you hope, and then see the person of hope destroyed in front of you. They rise him up as the image of hope and then destroy hope in front of you so that you have no hope. You understand that? That isn't a victory. This is going along with their event. I don't like Barack Obama, but this was all designed to happen. They're either going to stage terror attacks and make him king, or they could try to assassinate him and turn him into a martyr that way, or they'll flush him down the political toilet and give you a Rick Perry or a Mitt Romney and keep their program rolling. And all these conservatives that have been upset about the imploding economy and the New World Order and all the rest of it, a lot of them are going to roll over once they get a Mitt Romney or Rick Perry in, because they'll have the Democrats attacking them, and they'll get fooled by that. Well, the Democrats, I know, are bad, so if they're attacking Mitt Romney, he must be good. Simple good cop, bad cop parlor tricks. One of the oldest roadside carriage jacking, coach jacking, and then later carjacking systems is to have a woman broke down on the side of the road. And you pull over, and her husband walks over. She acts like she's estranged. And then she jumps in the car with you, and you let her in, and she pulls a gun on you. And that's all that is. Oh, look, Obama's being attacked by the Republicans. Democrats, he must be good, even though he's nailing us to the wall. Oh, look, Mitt Romney's being attacked by the Democrats. He must be good. Elementary mind games. Elementary. And if you can't see through those, you don't have a hope or a prayer. But by waking up and by admitting how sick it is and taking on the reality, the full, burning, disgusting reality. You guys pull up Patrick Henry quote, as for me, I will know the whole truth and make preparation for it. This Patrick Henry quote, I will know the whole truth and make preparation for it. That should pull up the full quote. You see, the truth's already right there, even if you refuse to admit it's there. You can delusionally walk out on the top of a 50-story hotel and climb up to the top and jump off and say, I'm a bird. But if you don't have a parachute, you're dead when you hit the bottom. You're dead. Deader than a doornail. So see, that reality is there. That 50-story drop is there, even if you're on PCP and not knowing reality, and you're like, I'm a skylark. I'm a butterfly. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Do me a favor. That's the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. We print that little jewel, that little succulent jewel of awakening and rebellion against tyranny for me. You see, I understand the scientific dictatorship. I read the declassified white papers by the hundreds over the years. They tell us what they're going to do. Last night I showed Rockefeller Foundation in 68 and 66 saying we've started to develop sterilants to be added to the vaccines. And I have the report from 85. We've made great steads. We've made great accomplishments. Time to roll it out on the public. I'm willing to go to the Rockefeller Foundation documents at the UT Library. I'm willing to read what they say they're doing to me. I'm willing to put my name, my body, my family up against these people, because there's no future if we don't beat them. This is not a fight you choose or don't choose to join. You either lay down and say, I'm going to be delusional and serve evil and decide not to see this, or you commit to fight it. Everybody's got a sixth sense. Everybody's got a gut. And everybody I talked to for years has been completely freaked out and just feeling dread. And the globalists are masters. They know you're already having that feeling. Your subconscious mind, 1,000 times more powerful than the conscious, knows all the truth, sees it all, sees how fake it all is. Your conscious mind has decided to lie to you because you're scared. You're acting like a child in denial, a woman who just faints in the face of something so ugly. A man who faints. You're psychologically fainting. That won't get you out of the jam. And the globalists know you're afraid. So they say, you know why you're having that anxiety? This man with a turban. And people are like, yeah, man, I'm scared of him. But deep down, you know, that's not who I'm scared of. That's not who makes my heart go pitter-patter. It's the evil. Your mind is so powerful, it's scanning the poison. Your olfactory nerve, when you drink that tap water and it and that taste and rolls over your taste buds, your subconscious is like, what are you doing? Don't do it. I remember as a child drinking Dallas tap water, and it tasted like kerosene. And I remember how it'd make me get a headache. And now when I brush my teeth with fluoride, I'd get a headache. And I'd lay on the couch, and I'd never heard fluoride was bad, and I knew. And I remember one of my parents is saying, is there some kind of other toothpaste that makes me sick? Just like when I was 5, 6 years old, there was carbon monoxide all over the road because they didn't have catalytic converters yet. And I'd get sick driving into Dallas. I'd say, I don't want to go into Dallas. I don't want to be in traffic. I don't want, you know, to drive into to work with Dad today, you know, because it was a holiday or something. I don't want to breathe all that. I didn't know what carbon monoxide was. I just knew 5, 6, 7 years old, I got sick driving into work. We lived outside Dallas on the edge of Dallas. We'd drive into Dallas. I mean, come on, folks. You can taste food when it's rotten, can't you? When you drink milk and it's rotten. Don't you have any survival instincts? Look, I understand men that love football. I understand people that are into things like that, but that's a simulation of a tribe, of an army, of your men you're rooting for who are going out there and fighting the enemy, and it punches buttons in your brain that are about survival. It's simulated war. And, you know, I've taken my son out. He's really good at swimming and other sports, but I never spent much time with him on football, so he's, you know, not that good at it. And I watch these dads who are just incredibly competitive and crazy-eyed and really, you know, into it competitively, but almost in a sick way. And they, you know, they go to the, you know, go to schools and things I've seen, because my children are only in school twice a week. They're homeschooled, but then they're in regular school. Well, it's like a homeschool slash school twice a week. And you know, dads come off work on recess to play football and get all serious. And it's like, what if the dad was serious about knowing what's in his children's water? What if they were serious about the legislature and using that warfare memory, that warfare program, that warfare system on real warfare in the modern battlefield? Not getting real serious about this is war, this is success on this football. That's a simulation to shunt all of your male energies off into something that doesn't matter. And you see men at football games. Occasionally I'll go to one, and they're strutting in, and they're sitting down, and they're feeling manly, getting their endorphins going for combat, to watch simulated combat. Meanwhile, there's drones flying above you. Meanwhile, they're militarizing the police against you. Meanwhile, they're garnering enemy databases and files on every man, woman, and child in this country. Meanwhile, there's a scientific murder system set up, and I've got to watch men run around like little children and let their children be groped and violated as prisoners so they can have the so-called American pastime of bringing their children into a football game and paying $10 for an iced tea or $7 for a hot dog and being ripped off while a bunch of swollen steroid human growth hormone heads run around and fight with each other, and you teach your children that's who you idolize. Not Thomas Jefferson, not George Washington, not trailblazers, not firefighters that go into burning buildings, not mathematicians. And you wonder why 100 years ago in America, trailblazers were our heroes. Scientists were our heroes. And so we had the greatest scientists, the most wealth, and the highest test scores. Now our heroes are, at best, men who can put a ball in a basket. And again, at a primitive level, That goes back to the Greek games of who could run a marathon the best. I understand being into athleticism and being into human exaltation in energy and how far can humans drive each other. But physically is an ancient caveman system. You know, I see men constantly putting themselves into positions to feel physically powerful. And that's important. Because when you produce those hormones with the exercise, it will also develop the others associated with higher thinking. But the real war is for the mind. The real war is in understanding reality. And reality is so much wilder. The general public is in a false, stunted, shut down, tiny spectrum of reality. A very small Madison Avenue advertisement system. What it is to be a woman, what it is to be a man. what goals are in life. People are taught to feel unfulfilled. People are taught to trust the system, the drug ads, all of it. It is a scientific global domination system. And all cultures attempted to dominate every other group around them. And the most popular form of total domination was total extermination in every culture. Aztec, Roman, Jewish, Chinese, it doesn't matter. Vandal, Visigoth. Here's one, Daily Mail. War on the Red Empire. How America planned for an attack on Britain in the 1930s with bombing raids and chemical weapons. The plan was green-lighted, but then finally when he got in office, Roosevelt said no. But the U.S. war planners wanted a way to get the United States and the Department of War, as before they used better psychological warfare and call it the Department of Defense, and a plan to take over the British Empire and set up world government themselves. That is in the Daily Mail today. And yes, they were going to nerve gas most of the people in England. And of course, that was at a time when they were talking about making a deal with Herr Hitler, which we tell you about in Endgame. But the decision was made instead to side with the Fabian Socialists. Be right back.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Opsgear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Opsgear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Kurt Haskell, survivor of the underwear Christmas Day bomber, who's been going to the trial of the mind control minion, Mutalib, is going to be joining us with breaking news in the first 30 minutes of the third hour. Then the head of Euro-Pacific Capital, who's really been extremely accurate on calling what would take place in the economy. Peter Schiff is going to be joining us because I want to get his take on the stock market plunging today. We'll continue to watch that and track that, get into the politics section of the news. I do want to get into some of the big developments over in the Middle East, but I also want to take your calls in the next hour on any of the subjects I've raised. But does it concern you? Here's the headline, Washington Post, a future for drones, automated killing. See, it's not enough to have a zit-faced 20-year-old 8,000 miles away sitting there giggling, eating Hot Pockets and drinking Diet Coke, and I've seen that on the news, dropping bombs on a whole wedding party to kill one person. Disconnected from the killing, very manly. Well, now you're going to be taken completely out of the equation, and it's going to be automated. And then the globalists don't need you. And their big goal is to have a big enough drone fleet where they can have the robots load the bio or chem weapon and then deploy it against you. And again, the Sunshine Project 12 years ago got declassified documents that the Marine Corps then contacted them. Those documents are posted on their archive. They've since shut down due to threats, but the website's still up. We need to get the former head of the Sunshine Project on. In fact, I'm going to have Dude do that. That's important for the TV show. I know it was based out of Austin. And it said the Army and Marine Corps are working on drone programs for lethal and non-lethal drones to knock out whole cities. Just like this wasn't a drill. You can read the Daily Mail. It's now been declassified. 70-plus years later, from the mid-1930s, a plan to nerve gas England and its other islands and take over the empire. So this is what governments do. This is what militaries do. That's like in third world countries. You always hear about the military overthrowing the government. It ends up happening 100% of the time. Long enough in Asia, Africa, or Latin America. It happens 100% of the time in every other system. It just happens within a few decades in third world countries. It always happens within 200 years of any system. Oh, except for America. 230 plus. We've got the record. But it's already gone. We just think the Republic's still here. By admitting it's gone, we can get it back because it's not a living thing. It's eternal. It's an idea. It can be resurrected. But you have to breathe life into it. And it does take the blood, sweat, and tears of patriots. You don't have a future without committing and fighting this, okay? I want to get that across to people. There is no decision. There is a decision, but it's a sick joke. You can be delusional and decide to go along with this system, or you can decide to research what I've said and find out it's true. And then I have enough respect in you that you're going to find ways to beat these people. There's a million ways to skin a cat. We're going to hit them from every angle. There's only a few thousand of these globalists. So that's all coming up, and they've got more articles about drones. U.S. drone bases in Africa to focus on Al-Qaeda in North Africa. They put Al-Qaeda in Libya. That's how dumb the globalists think you are. That's London Guardian. Before I go to break and end this hour, don't forget InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to send out the entire show, including an interview that I didn't air last night because we ran out of time with Dr. Wakefield, the second part of it, today after the show, to anybody who signed up at InfoWars Insider. Go to InfoWars.com to InfoWars Insider right up there at the top. You can see the little banner, InfoWars Insider. Put your email in, click subscribe. We'll send you last night's incredible transmission on eugenics. A full spectrum breakdown in an hour of current murdering of foster children in the U.S. with chemical and biological testing on them. What's going in the vaccines and more, InfoWars Insider. And if you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be on tonight, 7 o'clock. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.